In video one, Kai puts his head down, says, "I'm done with this," showing that his behavior has escalated further. And Mr. Santini responds by highlighting what we don't do in our classroom, which is talk to each other that way, rather than giving Kai something constructive to do or finding a way to mitigate the existing trigger, which is this reading requirement, which now includes Kai actually having a turn and encountering a challenging word. What would have been better in what you saw in video two is Mr. Santini getting wise to this problem and, real quickly, sort of subtly, as much as he can do so, delivering whole class instruction, kind of privately slips Kai an alternative task. "Hey, can you go grab that thing for me? Help me out, buddy," kind of conversation, which just gives Kai something to do that is unrelated to reading and removes him from the situation. And then, to take it a step further, Mr. Santini really makes it clear that Kai's off the hook by popcorning to another student. Now, there are other strategies Mr. Santini could have tried that could have been effective. One example is simply recognizing that if Kai needs a break, maybe other people do too. And if not a break, an opportunity to prepare their response. So Mr. Santini could have paused and said, "Hey, you know what? I realized I didn't give you guys any time to pick out your fact about Tennessee. Let's take a minute to do that. Once you have your fact picked out, look up at me to show me you're ready, and then we can continue." And that would give not only Kai a chance to figure out what his sentence says, but everybody else, because there may be other students who have the same struggles. That's just one example. There are a lot of different strategies that could have worked here. Remember, for a strategy to be most likely to work, it's one that addresses the problem, the trigger, which is Kai being in the spotlight and expected to demonstrate a skill that he really doesn't have or it doesn't have confidence in. So the effective strategies need to be aligned with that problem. Now, you might think, "Oh, well, if he needs to escape that requirement, maybe we offer him a break in the peace corner." And that may work well. One thing to consider, though, is Kai's sensitivity to what his peers think. And it may be that giving him the opportunity to remove himself from the physical setting draws unwanted attention to the problem, in which case his behavior could escalate further. That's why I like the strategy that Mr. Santini used so much, because it's a little more subtle. And yeah, it is clear to everybody that he's kind of interrupting the requirement, but he's asking you to do something that students like to do. It's like, "Oh, help me out by going and grabbing this other thing. Do a classroom chore." It's a little more natural than sending a student all the way out of instruction to take a break, because the implication there is that they need a break rather than that you need a favor as the teacher.